Beloved radio friends, welcome to today's broadcast. I am certain you are happy with the messages. We are of the opinion that taking proactive steps to obey the word will benefit you more than receiving the information. May the Spirit of God activate your spirit man to obey the word of God in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Our text today will be taken from the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 7, we'll be reading from verse 13 and to verse 14. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to verse 14. And it says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Radio friends, our message today is entitled, "Where Are You Going?" Where are you going? If you are sitting by a person, or you are nearby a person, or you are with someone, ask the person, "Where are you going?" Do that on my behalf. Where are you going? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bless you for this great opportunity to read your word. There are many who are on the way, but they do not know where they are going. They lack direction and guidance. I pray, Father, show them the way so that they will get to know the eternal destination available to them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I want to tell you a story which was narrated by the world-revered evangelist Dr. Billy Graham. He narrated this story about another renowned physicist called Albert Einstein. He said Albert Einstein was taking a train to a big city many years back. The train conductor came by to collect the tickets. When he got to the great physicist, the old man began to search his pockets but could not find the ticket. The conductor recognized the great man and said to him, "Oh, Dr. Einstein, do not worry. I know who you are. I trust you. You don't have to show your ticket. You are renowned." The conductor continued on his duty. On returning, he saw that Dr. Einstein was still busy on his knees, looking under the seats in search of his ticket. The conductor leaned over and whispered to him, "You do not have to continue searching for the ticket. Your integrity speaks for you." The physicist replied the conductor and said, "Young man, it is not about integrity. It is about direction. I am searching for the ticket because I do not know where I am going." Billy Graham remarked that the ticket contained the direction about his destination. Hello, radio friends. Where are you going? Where is your destination? There are two ways and there are two destinations. Our passage mentioned them. The two ways are the narrow way or gate, and the other one is the broad way with a wide gate. The two destinations are eternal life or eternal damnation. Eternal life is obtainable in heaven, while eternal damnation is obtainable in hell. Let me read again Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and verse 14. Hear me very well, radio friends. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. The narrow way, this passage is self-explanatory, and it answers the question, where are you going? The narrow way depicts the way that requires self-discipline. It does not allow you to travel as you are. You will have to offload your indulgences at the foot of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can then travel light. You will have to be born again through yielding and surrendering or submitting your life to our Lord Jesus Christ. The narrow way does not allow you to travel with your sins. They will have to be washed away with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. This will require you to confess all known sins. You will have to be assured of forgiveness. In contrast, the broad way allows anything. You can carry your sins and travel, but its destination is hellfire. Many are traveling on this broad road. It is a popular way. This broad way allows anything. It is popular and does not require any restrictions, but it terminates in eternal damnation, hellfire. This road allows the end, justifies the means concept. It is popular. Beloved radio friends, count it all joy today to hear this. Please desist from traveling the broad way. Its terminal end will end and culminate in destruction. Beloved radio friends, Jesus Christ is the gift of God to mankind, and he is the eternal destination of all mankind. Some have reached out to him by faith. What are you waiting for? You have faith, yes. There is no doubt. But has your faith saved you from sin, from Satan, and from circumstances that are adverse to your life? Saving faith is leaving the spot where you are now standing and jumping into the arms of Jesus with full confidence that he is able to bear you up. There is a faith that saves, and there is one that does not save. Your faith should assure you that you are traveling on the right road. Do not be like the great scientist who misplaced his ticket and therefore does not know where he is going or where he was going. As we close, my friends, have you answered this question asked by our Lord Jesus Christ? What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Of what profit is it when you lose your soul? Do you know what the will of God is for your life? The will of God is that you prosper as your soul prospers. But you are neglecting your soul in your daily activities. You are neglecting Jesus, the Savior of your soul. Receive him today and submit to him. Embrace him. Save your soul. You will be certain of your destination. You'll be certain of where you are going. Let me close by asking that question again. Where are you going? May the Lord bless you. Let us pray. You can afford to change your destination as I pray for you. Join me in this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, due to the word I've heard, I accept your word. I receive your word. And I respond in this way. I am asking the Lord Jesus to come into my life and change my destination and grant me faith to continue to live for you. Forgive my sins. Wash them away. Create a new heart within me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let me now pray for you. My heavenly Father, he who said, no one comes to you and you will drive him away. As many as are genuinely asking you to come into their life, wherever they are, whether down the road, hearing my voice, or they're in the vehicle, hearing my voice, or they're in their houses, hearing my voice. I pray you, Heavenly Father, who will not drive away any person that comes to you, to, O God, receive them. Lord, change their destination. Lord, let your spirit begin to activate them and restructure and reconfigure their life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, create in them a desire for your word and for righteousness. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.